السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ذاق طعم الایمان من رضی باللہ ربا وبالاسلام دینا وبمحمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم رسولا. We were discussing this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and I discussed the first part yesterday. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that person, I'm just giving you an explanation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that person a taste of iman, or that person has already enjoyed the taste of iman, who is pleased with Allah as his Rabb. The person is pleased with Allah ta'ala as his Rabb. I explained yesterday that the person must get a happiness in the fulfillment of the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he must truly and sincerely and deep-heartedly believe that whatever is the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is for nothing but the goodness of man. It is for our own goodness, it is for our own pleasure that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made those things for us. It is according to our fitrat, it is according to our nature, it is something that we ourselves, if we were in the right frame of mind and in the right environment, then those would have been our own desires. If you look at whatever Allah Ta'ala has made haram, then it would have been our own desire if we had been in the right frame of mind and in the right environment, and if we had iman of that category, then we would have found all these things exactly as we would have wanted it to be. All the hukams of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is according to the nature of man. For example, Allah ta'ala has declared it haram to indulge in zina. Allah ta'ala made it haram to indulge in zina. Now what does a person do in zina? He will commit adultery or fornication with someone's sister, someone's mother, someone's daughter, someone's aunt, someone's niece. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared that haram. Is that not according to nature? Or does any person like that somebody should commit zina with his own wife, or somebody should commit zina with his own sister, or somebody should commit zina with his own mother? So we will dislike it, we will hate it, in fact we will pull the trigger if we can help it, if we have to catch somebody doing such a kind of evil deed with our daughter. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared it haram. In the same way, if you take stealing, like if we have to commit fraud, we are stealing from somebody, we are stealing somebody's wealth. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared stealing haram, because we ourselves won't like that somebody must steal our wealth. So anything that you look at, whatever Allah ta'ala has made haram, it is for our good. And whatever Allah ta'ala has ordered us to do, make namaz, keep fast, give zakat, in everything there is nothing but goodness. So this person is pleased with Allah as his Rabb. And this must be until his dying day. Until his death comes, he must be pleased with Allah Ta'ala. And he has to continue. There is no such thing as getting tired. In this path of love, there is no such thing as getting tired, that I got tired now. How long must I make namaz? How long must I fast? How long must I stay away from haram? Well, we have to stay away until our dying day. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. And yaqeen here is translated as death. Pabande muhabbat kabhi azad nahi hai. Pabande muhabbat kabhi azad nahi hai. Is qaid ki ay dil koi miad nahi hai. Pabande muhabbat kabhi azad nahi hai. The person who is pabande of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now he can never be azad. There is no such thing as now he can get his freedom from ibadat, from zikr, from tilawat. That a day will come in his life when namaz will be made maaf now, because he made enough years of namaz. So the person will not become azad because he's paband of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, and in the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala he will have to continue. And there is no time limit for this muhabbat. If a person has to tell someone that I love you, but for 2 days, or for 6 years, after that I won't love you, will that person call that muhabbat? If a person has to tell his wife that I will love you for 6 years of our married life, and after that I'm not going to love you. So will that woman marry him in the first place if she had known about that? So in the same way here, this muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if this person has got in his heart, now till his dying day he has to remain with that muhabbat. So if this person is pleased with Allah as his Rabb, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person has tasted, will get the taste of Iman. رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. And his way of life, he must be happy with Islam. Islam must be his way of life. Islam in his business, Islam in his home, Islam in his ibadat, Islam in his relationship with everybody. It must not be that Islam is only in our namaz. That namaz time we've got Islam. But outside the masjid, after that, there's no Islam. In our walimas, in our weddings, in our dealings with people, in everything there has to be Islam. Islam is a way of life. So this person, he is happy with Islam as his way of life. All the other isms and all that, they do not worry him at all. He finds out what is Islam, what is Islamic teaching with regards to this amal of mine. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, he'll get the taste of this Iman. And finally, of course I will explain this inshallah again in detail, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his Nabi, as his Rasul, as a messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is happy that Allah ta'ala gave him Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His guide is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if you have to look at it, these very things, these three things which Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this hadith are exactly those three things which a person will be questioned about in the grave. In the grave, upon death, what are the three questions? It is examination time in all the schools and colleges and universities. The simplest of questions that you can ever think of, and that too long before time, the paper is out too. Any other paper, if it is out, they will say you must repeat. Paper leaked out, so now you cannot write the same paper. The examiner is not allowed to give the questions before time. And this examination, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us the questions. 1400 years ago, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us these will be the questions. And if you have to look at the questions, there are three simple questions which even a little child of 2-3 years of age can by heart. Such simple questions. And we are given that long, long ago. So we will say, then what is difficult? If the little child can also answer it, I too can answer it. But that is where the problem comes. That these are not just simple questions, it has to be our life which will determine whether we can answer those questions. And the questions are the same. Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Ma Deenuk, what is your Deen? And then with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either he will be shown, or from here till Madina Sharif or wherever the person is buried, Allah ta'ala will open up the Mubarak grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the person will be shown Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now in these days of television, this is not difficult to understand. And ask the question that what do you have to say about this person? So if this person has been pleased with Allah as his Rabb, and with Islam as his Deen, and with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam as his Rasul, then it will be easy for him to answer those questions. Which means that if he says, I am pleased with Allah as my Rabb, so then his life must now be the fulfillment of the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. And if he says that my deen is Islam, so, and he's happy with Islam, so then Islam must be in his life. And if he says he's happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his Rasul, so then Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ittiba must be in his life. Then it will be easy to answer those questions. Otherwise we will make hi la adri, oh I don't know. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to become pleased with him as our Rabb, and be pleased with Islam as our Deen, and be pleased with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our Rasul. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.